banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end. So are we going bonfire theme today?
Well, it makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah. I held a sparkler for the first time in some years last night.
Did you?
Yeah.
We weren't allowed at my fireworks display. Health and safety was on.
Oh, you... There was no sparklers?
There was no bonfire, no sparklers, nothing.
What? So there was a bonfire night with no bonfire and no fireworks?
Yeah.
That sounds amazing.
They kept going on the tannoy. No sparklers. There's no bonfire.
So what was on?
Well, I don't know. The queue for the food was like round the block. I smuggled in a toffee apple, but I did the first bite and all the toffee fell to the ground.
How do
so
you
then
smuggle?
I just had an apple on a stick and I was like, this is rubbish night. It's so rubbish.
You'd have a sticky pocket if you smuggle in the toffee apple.
Is that one?
No, it had a wrapper on it.
Oh, right.
Anyway, let's go back in time.
I'm going to take you to my 17th year at the tap end, if you're keen.
Keen?
I am.
It is about bonfire evening, obviously.
Bonfire evening?
Well, what's the correct name? Is it Guy Fawkes Day, Bonfire Day, Bonfire Night, Firework Night?
I call it Bonfire Night.
That's what I'd say, yeah.
Even in the day?
Yeah, why are you having a bonfire in the day?
Well, you're not. I'm just saying, what's the name of this day?
Bonfire Night?
Right,
yeah,
okay.
You can still say it, yeah.
I think.
Bonfire evening. Ready?
Ruddo.
Ruddo.
Ready?
Steddo.
Not steddo. No. Ready?
Ruddo.
Ruddo.
Remember the 5th of November. I always do. It's generally a wicked night out. And this night was to be no exception. Our local park, Roxbourne Park in Pinner, was due to put on its annual massive firework display. This year, I was really looking forward to it. I met up with Dougsy and Webbo near the park. There was a great atmosphere about. It was cold and everyone was in good spirits. The park was busy. There was a massive bonfire on the go, loads of people playing with sparklers and people selling glow sticks and things that flash. I took full advantage. Do you know what I mean? Like the local big firework display.
Yeah.
That's what I thought I was going to on Saturday night, but it turns out it wasn't. I paid £5 to get in as well.
You paid £5 for an apple?
No, I'd already bought that. I took it with me. So all in all, £6 down.
It wasn't long till we met up with the girls we were meant to be meeting up with that evening. Roisin and Aoife were with a load of their mates, hanging out with everyone on the other side of the park, away from all the families. Me, Dougsy and Webbo didn't really fit in with most of the people on the rougher side of the park. They were far cooler than us. However, I was very keen that we made the effort. Me, Dougsy and Webbo stood awkwardly for a while, and it became apparent that we should take full advantage of how many girls there were about, and maybe even speak to one or two of them.
You didn't used to do that much, did you?
No, well, it was tricky back in the day, because you learn a lot, don't you? From 17 to, say, 24, about how to deal with them.
About how to deal with girls?
Well, I mean, just how you, say, approach and land a girl.
And land?
Well, what's the correct term?
Pull. Oh, my... It's like you're fishing.
Yeah, well, it is, because before I didn't have much to bait with, but then after a few more years' life experience, you do, don't you?
You think you've got a lot to bait with now?
Well, no, I'm just trying to use this as an analogy. I've got more on my rod than I did when I was 17.
Right, okay. I don't really want to find out.
Please tell me you didn't go anywhere near that bonfire with all that wet look jelly you're wearing on your hair.
Good point. I mean, that would have been on back then as well.
It really would.
Did you have a few glow sticks attached to your chain?
Of course I did, yeah. It's good to light up. By this point, Roisin and Aoife were being talked to by a couple of shady lads in the corner, so we knew we would have to speak to some randoms. There was a group of four girls standing isolated from the majority of people. I took the decision that we should engage them in conversation. My mates were useless, and as I said hello to each of the girls, I shook them all by the hand. I clearly stood out as the leader and spokesperson of our group. At that age, I've learned since working here as well, that with girls, what you should do is go and give them a kiss on both cheeks.
I only do one.
Yeah, I would only do one. I think people like you who do two think, like, specifically target people who only do one, so that when you're going for the second, you might accidentally get the lips.
Yeah. It does increase your chances.
It does, because I've had that accidentally happen to me before.
Really?
Yeah.
Anyone famous?
No, it was my boyfriend's best friend. It was rather awkward in the curry house.
Well, I've heard in France sometimes they do four.
Yeah, they do. It's a bit JLS.
Really?
Four?
I like the idea that you start up a new one. So let's say I met you out somewhere. What I would do is I'd lean in and just kiss you on the forehead.
Like you were the Pope or something.
It's like, it's a new one.
Like you were royal kissing a baby.
Like a gimmick. Do you know what I mean? Because it would show you that you're in control and confident.
That's really odd.
I'm going to do it from now on.
I like it.
You wouldn't be able to reach me. I'll stand up.
Next female pop star that comes in.
Okay,
well, I'll probably right, so meet you. Hi, nice to meet you. You have to go on tiptoes. You're stood on tiptoes and sort of pulling me down at the same time.
I like it. I think it's a good look.
Well,
I
certainly remember you.
And it takes away that awkward, how many kisses do I do on the cheek?
Yeah, just one to the forehead. Conversation was forced and awkward. They didn't seem keen. Two of the four girls weren't even looking at us and stood together smoking. To salvage the situation and regain the confidence of the two uninterested girls, I took a bold move and asked one of them if they had a spare cigarette. My mates looked at me shocked. None of us had ever smoked before. She took one out her purse and holding it in her hand, she asked me for a pound. I handed over the money, no questions asked. My mates looked at me as I stood there, fag in hand and not really a clue what to do next. I asked for a lighter. She obliged.
How much was that?
I didn't particularly want to smoke, but everyone was looking. So fumbling with a lighter, I attempted to light the cigarette. She had clearly mucked around with the lighter as the flame nearly singed my eyebrows as I finally got it going.
Oh, she put it on four, didn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, and I think she'd done that on purpose. Yeah. I took a puff on the cigarette and hated it, but styled it out to try and look cool. I couldn't hold it in and started coughing everywhere. It wasn't a good look. I hated it. Roisin and Aoife came over to join us, and at this point, the girls we were with decided to leave, but not before she asked if I was going to the pub later. I said yes, but I was well aware that I was then going to have to face problems with ID. However, I told myself I'd deal with that at the time. The pub was notorious for its liberal entrance policy, and I was hoping we could blag it.
So you're 17.
Yep.
And the girl's like, are you coming to the pub later? And you went, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I just made it confident and like I'd done it before.
Yes, I am.
Did you? I was going to say, did you do a slightly deeper voice? Yes.
I will have a pint of Coke.
The fireworks ended with a bang, literally. Me, Dougsy and Webbo.
Awful.
What?
That was awful.
Quite literally, ended with a bang. Yeah.
It was a funny description.
Okay.
Me, Dougsy and Webbo headed into Pinner to the pub. The bouncer looked at us and waved us through. I couldn't believe it. I'd heard stories about this pub, but I couldn't actually believe he had let us in. It was very busy inside, but I could see the girls we had met earlier sitting in a small booth near the entrance to the pub. We sat down and got chatting. They told us that only the week before, the police had raided the pub to kick out anyone who may have been underage. It sounded dramatic. Apparently, it happened once a month or so, and this put me on edge. But sitting by the door, I was in a good place to see any police approaching or any suspected undercover police. I was just standing up to go to the toilet when I saw a man approach the entrance to the pub. He was moving quickly and I could see he had a dog with him on a lead. It was clear he was about to enter the pub. Alarm bells rang in my head. It was a raid. I shouted to the girls on our table and they bolted as well. Everyone moving so quickly caused a panic and the majority of the pub headed straight for the back door near the toilets.
What did you shout?
Get out.
Get out!
Pints were spilled and there was general chaos. In the panic, I ran to the toilet. I'm not sure why. Most other people ran through the back door, which led out to the beer garden and the safety of the park.
So are you trapped in the toilet at this point?
Yeah, I just ran straight into the toilet. I'm not sure why.
You're rubbish. You're like the ones in horror movies that go upstairs.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, get out of the house.
I stood there in the toilet cubicle waiting, but the panic quickly died down and it was clear that people were walking back into the pub. I left the safety of the cubicle and carefully walked back inside. It was quieter. People weren't happy though, a few pints had been spilled, and the bouncer was now removing everyone that had returned, knowing that people who had run were clearly underage. I looked over to see where I'd got things so wrong, and the answer was sitting there in the booth we had run away from. The man I thought was a policeman raiding the pub with sniffer dogs was in fact a blind man with his guide dog, sitting there enjoying his pint.
Oh no. So you shouted to everyone to get out.
I think I instigated a sort of mass escape of that pub just because a blind man had come in with his dog. But I was new to that sort of police raids and...
And now you're an old pro.
Yeah. I didn't wait to be kicked out. I could see we were no longer welcome. The girls we had met were back in the pub. I turned around to talk to them, but it was clear they weren't so keen. Cutting my losses, I decided to leave. As I walked home, the fireworks going off got me feeling a bit reflective again. It had been a night of firsts. My first cigarette, that wasn't the nicest experience. My first night with my best mates in a pub, that hadn't gone well. But we had learnt some important lessons. The main one being, a blind man entering the pub does not mean a police raid is on. Happy bonfire evening.
I've boshed banter in Prague, I've dressed up as a Smurf, I've swapped lives with a German, bought strip pens in France, I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam, I had a naked massage, me and my mates had a laugh, I did.
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.